intervention of God. My dear family, you see, when we don't know God, we cannot appropriate the blessings of God. It will be tough. God will be unable. You know, Jesus, Bible says he was not able to do mighty miracle. Not because he was not willing, but they didn't do what gave him. They didn't give him room. Are you here? Yeah. We can make God unable because of the way we interact with him. And so, because he cannot break his own order or protocol, it will appear as if he's hard hearing. But God said, my hands is not heavy that cannot help you. Are you here? Are you here? You don't know that God is a super intelligent person. In fact, his intelligence is beyond comprehension. Daddy, we think we are smart. You don't know this. All your intelligence is derived from the little he gave to you. You know how our children are, when they are dancing around like this, they didn't know that. Agent. if I don't talk, it's not I don't talk. It's not because I don't know what you are doing. Now, the same thing with God. But Bible says the same God is rich to all who call. That we need to understand how to walk with God. All right? Bible says concerning the children of Israel, about Moses, he knew the ways of God. But the children of Israel, they knew the acts of God. Can I tell you a secret? Acts don't last. That's why when they don't see anything again, they begin to cheer and curse and say they will go back. But he that knows the way of God will intercede for them, because he knows how to administrate the path. My hope and prayer is that we will know how to derive what we want in God. See what this scripture says. It says, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. You see, there are In a metaphorical form, there is a coming of Jesus when he will appear in the sky, right? But there is also a coming about the thing you are waiting on him to do in your unique life, in your individual life. There is a waiting on the Lord that he will intervene in that respect. It is about that we explore and scan the ocean floor of the world today. Be patient, therefore, unto the coming of the Lord. Sometimes we move God to come. God is not slack. Hashakakaka. The Lord is not slack. RSV. I don't even know whether they still do RSV version again. That's what I used to get born again as a teenager. RSV. Is it still there? I don't see it. In fact, RSV put it this way. He said, the Lord is not slow. Hallelujah. My people, impatience will prolong a man's suffering. You want to be fast until you are stopped. Say not here. Be patient, therefore. Look at Romans chapter 2, verse 7. The scripture says there, those who by patient continuance in doing well, they are looking for something, glory, honor, and immortality. What God will give to them is eternal life. Are you here? Those who, by patient continuance, in well-doing, they are not fools. They are looking for something. They are seeking it. And what they are looking for is glory. They are looking for honor. And they are looking for what cannot be extinguished. A life that is sustainable. And what God will give to them is eternal life. Look at the next verse. He said, but to those who are contentious, who are impatient, nothing, they are intolerant to, can I tell you something? You don't know. Daddy, in my walk with God, God told me, Sonia, you want to walk with me? Pain and patience must mean the same thing to you. Are you here? My people, pain, go when you get home, go and interpret it. You don't overjoy because of pleasure and you become self-indulgent. And you don't cry over pain as if it's not something intended to build you up. Are you here? Are you here? If we're intolerant to what built up, we will be on the ground. Are you here? To be intolerant to pain is childish. Are you here? And it's a weakness. In fact, it's a sickness. So if I don't open it up, so I need to tell you where we're so that you would dislike it. Paul puts it this way. I know how to abound. I know how to abase. Because things are going well does not make you lose your mind. You don't know the prosperity of fools is their destruction. The turning away of the simple, Bible says, shall slay them. Are you here? There is a pain that builds up. Bible says it is by so the heart is made fat. It is gold to go to the house of money. God knows what we need at every time, but all of them are working together. Are you here? If you don't allow pain to bring God the strength in you, to build the strength in you, you will suffer long. Say not me. What is an earning? Listen to this. The word is earning the intervention of God. You earn it. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He said, him whom ye have not seen, ye love. Having not seen him, ye believe in him. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. You think you don't need to do anything to be saved? Satan lied to you. Because Bible says, except ye believe and be converted. You didn't catch that? Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever. So there is something you do, there is a down payment that makes the intervention of God deliverable. Are you here? See what the Bible says here. It said, having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet you are not doubtful. You rejoice in hope with joy unspeakable. I share with you. You see, the way we respond to stimulus is a product of how grown we are. You know, when somebody wants to check somebody is dead or not, they will put electric on it to see whether how we respond. Glory be to God. Look at the next verse. He said, receiving, that's the hand in there. Because you continued undoubtedly to trust in the living God. Bible says you receive the end, the product, the outcome. What is derived by the practice of faith is salvation. Are you here? So we see here that people are saved is a reward. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 15. After he had patiently endured, he received. How many people are paid at work before they work? They give you your salary. it's a loan, I tell you. If you get paid before, if they sack you, they will take it out of your payoff. Are you here? I say verse 15, my dear. Hebrews 6:15. He says, and so after my people, impatience would, I share with you on Wednesday during the service. Genesis chapter 16, the last verse there. Bible says, Abraham was 86 years old when he had Ishmael out of impatience. He didn't hear God for 13 years, my people. When God will show up in Genesis 17:1, he said, be therefore perfect. Walk before me. The only thing that walk perfect in a person, that walk perfection, completion, nothing, not wanting nothing, is patience. James 1:4. Let patience have a complete work in you, that you may be complete, perfect, entire, deficient in nothing. Glory be to God. Are you here? So, earning is a compensation received in exchange for labor or service. Earning. Because what we are talking about today is earning God's intervention. How can God commit to intervene for us? Henning is compensation received. You remember how the Bible says, cast not away thy confidence, which has great recompense of reward. It's a henning. Can I tell you a secret? Salvation is a henning. You have to hen it. To everyone is the same word preached, but to some it was not mixed with faith. So they were not able to inherit the rest that is inherent in believing God. Can I tell you a secret? If you believe God, you will find relief. Have you left? Nothing may have changed, except something witnessed to you that this too shall come to pass. That's how we keep standing now. You think it's all green light from here to California? Oh, you are deceived? No red light, no amber. No, there's no such construction. There will be time, no matter how in a hurry you have to screech to a halt because of a red light. You don't want to, but you are made to. But the hope that it will turn green didn't make you go back home. See, I will wait. Stand up on your feet, woman. Let me teach you a song. I will wait, wait on the Lord. Though he tarries, yet I will wait. God will perfect the work he has started. Something good is already. Will you wait? I will wait, wait on the Lord. Though he tarry, yet I will wait. God must perfect what he has started. Something good is already. Will you wait? I will wait, wait on the Lord. Though he tarry, yet I will wait. God will finish what he has started. Something good. Psalm 37 verse 7, before you sit down. Psalm 37 verse 7. It says, trust in the Lord. Wait also on him. He will make it good. Psalm 37 verse 7. It says, rest in the Lord. That is, relax. Shaga. And do what? Shaga. He said, don't exercise yourself to do what is not right. It will cripple the hope you look to get. Say, I will wait. Say, I will wait. Say, I will wait. Let's have a seat. Faith is a profession. My people, it's a labor. It's a work. As we have our respective profession, say I'm a nurse, I'm a lawyer. Oh, yeah. It's not because you are saying it in your mouth. It's because you practice it. Are you here? You are just talking. You are a nurse. And you cannot administrate nothing. You are not a professional. You are a confessional. Faith is a profession. Bible says, holding strong to the profession of our faith. It's a work. A profession is evident by work. Shaga is evident by work. You can write anything you like in your resume until they throw you the work. And then you start coughing. just wrap up. Don't let them catch you. Praise the Lord. James chapter 2 verse 8. Verse 18. James chapter 2 verse 18. Bible says there. Yeah, I'm sharing this with you so you know how the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. Be followers of those who through faith and patience. True faith and patience. What makes your faith worthy of being a faith is the patience that accompany it when the faith is tried. He said, yea, a man say, thou hast faith. You are saying I'm a nurse. And then they say, come and practice nursing. Then you are coughing. They won't let you kill anybody. He said, you can't walk it. There is no administration that accompany the confession. You are not a professional. He said, but don't even say I'm a nurse. begin to bring results that a nurse will bring, they will testify that this is a nurse here. How many people in the aircraft, if there is an emergency, until they see how this man begins to revive the, that's a true doctor. If you are killing the person, they, Are you here, Lighthouse? I'm sharing with you, hearing the intervention of God. There is something that God will derive from the practice of your faith that will make him commit to giving you wages, like our employers. And that wages of God is his salvation. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. He said, yea, man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Look at what he says in verse 20. He calls those who confess faith without practicing it as vain people. Say not me. He said, but without know, O vain man. Shaga. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that faith without works is dead. Verse 21. He said, was not Abraham our father justified by the product of his faith? Because work is not done until there is force multiplied by distance moved in the direction of the force. Are you here? Are you here? If you apply force and no motion is made, you didn't, there's no work done. That's elementary physics. No, by God. Yep. Are you here? He says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Verse 22. See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made what? My people, in my office, every week, they publish utilization rate. Every week we work, they will publish your utilization. Ha! And if you are under a particular threshold, not good. Be afraid. You catch it. Because, yeah, they fire people because they are not, well, they are not, you are not, because of utilization rate. The same thing here. When God weighs your utilization of your faith and he says, I know work done here. Say not here. He says, see thou how faith wrought with his work, and by works was his faith made perfect. In Acts chapter 27, listen to this. Paul was on a voyage with some men. And by the word, the Bible says for 14 straight days. Listen how faith works. Because if you don't put reliance on it, you won't get the salvation he delivers. Are you here? Oh, this, you think we're, you know, we don't work? Bible says that we labor in the word and prayer. Are you here? You don't know that it's a work. When people are hoping you will die, but you say, don't worry. I'll stand up. That's what happened to Jesus until the third day. Glory be to God. Say, I will stand up. Glory to God. That's saying the same thing, not changing. In the face of stark reality, that's how faith comes out. God does pay those who stand in the faith. In Acts chapter 27, listen to this, Lighthouse. Listen to this. Don't forget. They were on that voyage for a long time. And at one instance, for 14 straight days, there was no light. They can't even tell whether it's night or day. Everything was black and dark. But the angel of the Lord came to Saul, to Paul. He said, no life will be lost on this place. And he told the guy, he said, be of good cheer. You know, that moment, when some people hear the word of the Lord, they will be saying, let us see. That's why we say people, we don't keep people here. We pray, you don't die. Because, mommy, if God said it, no hell can stop it. Nothing was made by the world without. If God tells you something, if you can, you can prove it, but don't doubt it. Are you here? You can prove it, because Moses proved it, and God proved himself. He will not deny himself. Are you here? Lighthouse, don't doubt God. Are you here? Don't do what? You know what? Because those sailors, they were very experienced. They were very experienced. They didn't take Saul serious, or they didn't take Paul serious. Look at verse 30. Acts chapter 27, verse 30. And as the shipmen were about to flee, they thought they are smart. They could know. They thought what Paul was saying was rash, because they've been sailors. And Paul warned them. He said, "We should not have get on this sail if you had listened to me." But that's not. Let's leave that for there. See what's said here. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat, the escape boat into the sea, they've actually, you know, like how ship have another small boat on it that people can escape with. They wanted to abandon the ship and then ride on that small boat. Under color, as though they would have cast anchor out of the first ship. They were pretending as if, but Paul located their heart. My people, if you have a word running, don't play a game with it. Are you here? Because God knows. Daddy, others in the ship may think they wanted to anchor the ship, but the man of God located their heart that they wanted to escape. Look at verse 31. And the man of God said, "Except these ones abide." Say, "I will abide." When Jesus comes, will he find you abiding? My people. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you. You know, all this thank you I'm saying, I'm remembering many, 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 many things that we have faced. Except that we waited for the word to come to pass. We were in a bad situation one time. My wife became very jittery, doesn't know what to do. Things were counting down and counting down fast. And I said, we won't take any step until we hear what God is saying about this subject. Then she will go to work. She will call me. Has God said anything? Because she wanted us to take another direction. I said, no, God hasn't said anything. He's counting down. Then she will call me again. Bah, 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 bah. Has he said anything? Mommy, she was disturbing me, even to concentrate. I said, okay, don't call me again. When you talk, I will call you. Oh, glory. Well, it talked. That's why we are still here. Give God the hand clap. My people, you must continue to wait. You are not wasting. Oh, he said, wait and see the salvation of God. You are not wasting. Impatience will prolong the suffering and you will not make God come. He says, he told them, he said, except this, abide in the ship. The same ship that they thought was going down was the where their salvation is rested. Say, I will walk. Say, I will walk. Say, I will walk. My people, anytime you hold on to God against all real expectation, only just make sure somebody didn't lie to you. Okay? Bible says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, he says, take this rod in your hand. Are you here? Exodus 4:17. Are you here? When God sent him, Moses, he said, take this rod in your hand. He doesn't know what will confront him. But he said, if you hold on to this word, say, I will do signs. Hallelujah. Say, I will do signs. This rod was revealed in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. A rod shall come out of the stem of Jesse, and a root shall come forth. Can you go there? Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. You see that rod? That's the word of God. He said, and there shall come forth what? You see that branch? It's an uppercase. He was talking about Jesus there. Say the word. He said, you don't need anything. Lighthouse, you don't need anything. Hallelujah. When he sent the disciples, Daddy, that's why we don't take anything here. No sale of nada. Nada. He said, go no from. He said, take no spots, take no script.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The word. You must be found holding it. What is the symbol of God's intervention? Sorry, the symbol of God's coming. Glory to God. You remember where it says, be patient therefore unto the coming of the Lord. Can we go there quickly? James chapter 5 verse 7. I want to show you something there. Listen to this. God uses what we are familiar with to illustrate what is unfamiliar to us. Are you here? Okay. Now, he now uses this illustration. He said the farmer of the earth. My people, in farming, there's the early or the former rain. When they see the former rain, they plant. Did you catch it? When they see the former rain, they plant. Now, there is the coming of the latter rain. Until they see the latter rain, they don't harvest. Have you left? Now, the crop may appear to be ripening, but if you pluck it, it will be very sour. So what they do is that they will wait for the latter rain, because the latter rain will testify the harvest is done. Harvest is ready. See what it says here. Listen to this. He said, behold, the husbandman, that's a farmer, waited. He does what? He's not in a hurry. You can't say I'm broke and you're going to harvest it. They will return your product back to you. He said, behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and does what? My people, you have a bad and unfinished product lacking patience. How many people want their wife to deliver a baby after 3 months? He said, if my wife is coming, you jack it up. No, don't come. You know why? You understand that. There's also the coming of the Lord, about which if you rattle the sheep, except he abide, he cannot be saved. Bible says, he had long, my people in patience. You don't know you are growing in your patience. Bible says, in your patience, possess your soul. Hallelujah. You know how Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? Okay? Now, the converse of that is possessing your soul so that you are not lost. Say, I will walk. He says he has long patience of it for it. Shaga, until he receives it. My God. Until. And you can't wait until God comes. Say no me. Until he receives the early and the latter rain. The coming of the Lord symbolizes the intervention of God. Number two, it symbolizes the recompense of God. He says, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. It also symbolizes the deliverance of God after he had patiently endured, he received. Lastly, it symbolizes the approval of God. God will not approve a person that he didn't test. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. See what he said concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22. Go to 22, my dear. He said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man what? Daddy, is we that download app without reading it? It's just say, I agree. You know, one day somebody said something to me, my people, unending. Oh, I said, these people are mad. Sorry, I don't mean mad like that. You know, Daddy, if you are going to read everything they wrote, you end up not using the product, because all the time you will be using the product, you will be reading. You know, I won't kill myself. I just agree. Say, God is not like that. He said, a man, he proved it. Shaga, God will not approve what he did not prove. Are you here? He approved it because he proved it. Bible says, test every spirit and hold fast. It even says, test every word and hold that fast to that which is true. You have to prove it. That's what patience does in the life of a person. It's a work. Handing the intervention of God. James chapter 5. Verse 8. Let's stand up on our feet. My God. I'm not saying you should just be keeping quiet. Pastor said we should not say anything. No, that's not patience. Hallelujah. Patience is running on the word that God commands. Are you here? Running on the word that God commands. Are you here? Running on the word that God commands. He said here, be ye also patient. Establish, don't be shaken. God will not trust a man. Lot's wife. Did Lot's wife go back? Did Lot's wife go back? He looked back. Shaga. He didn't come back. She didn't say, I'm not going again. Bible says, she looked back. Say, I won't look back. Are you here? My people. When God finish with a person like that, you won't be the one showing off. You will be the one showing you off. Hallelujah. My prayer is that God will be so proud of us. You will be walking and he will tell somebody, you see that person going? I want you to be walking like him. You won't even know. He said, be ye also. Establish your heart for the coming, the intervention of God. Verse 11. Those who wait for the coming of the Lord are counted as happy people. You are not frowning, waiting. Oh, daddy. If it's not because God said I should wait, I will have finished you by. You are not going. You just die. I tell you. By that act, you just finish. I tell you. Because God will wrap up that person. He just stroke it out. Sharp, sharp. Are you here? And can I tell you something? Anytime you didn't pass God's test, my people, you're going to take lie again. Say, I won't do that. It was so close until he didn't say what is right. He said, we count them happy. Not sorry for them. Daddy, I told my wife, I said, anything, don't defend me anywhere. Don't say, pastor didn't mean that. It's unnecessary. Are you here? Yeah, because I don't want you to come into the fight. Say, God is enough. Thank you, Papa. Let's close our eyes. God is here. receive help from the Lord. You may not know how close you are until you look back. And the closer you are, the greater the tendency of the enemy to make you fail. The Bible says, blessed is that servant who his master shall find so doing when he comes. My people, the coming of the Lord is not long. He's working out a perfecting process in our lives so that we can be a fit and qualified people to hand the salvation we greatly desire from him. He said, we count them happy. Who persevere, who continues, who is holding forth to what God said they should do regardless. Look at what he said concerning Job. He said, ye have heard of the patience of Job. But his wife didn't tell him to do that. He told him, cut the long story short. Just die and there's nothing he get. But he called the woman a foolish woman. He said, you speak as the one that is foolish. Only for her to become a beneficiary of the benevolence of double-double. Thank God, our husband. I share with you, you know, don't just swallow words. Know who is speaking through who. Satan can speak to anybody. Anybody, my people. Anybody. He entered Judas. Judas was part of the 12 that went out and came back with joy after they have laid hands on people. Until Satan entered him. Ye have heard the patience of Job. And see how God paid him back. Let's lift up our hands. Go ahead and talk to God. Give me grace to abide. Except ye abide in this ship. Except you abide. You don't know that freedom is a domain within which you are free. Outside that domain, the serpent will bite. If you say, I'm free to do anything. No, you are not free. There's a domain for freedom. That's where the word freedom comes from. The same thing like kingdom, king and his domain. So also, there's a sphere within which we exercise being free. If you step out of that domain, the person will be slain. Our domain, where you can be safe, is when you continue to practice what God tells you to say. Bible says, David behaved himself wisely. It was within his free domain. My prayer is that you will be found there. That's what killed. What's the name of this guy? This guy that was cursing David. And David told his son, he said, look, this man must not leave this realm. The day he left it, he was looking for something, he asked it or something. He left his free domain. Let's lift up our hands to God and bless his name. Lighthouse, God gave us a word at the beginning of the year. He said, don't worry about what God said. Don't worry about that. You worry about what he told you to do. That's your. You are not going to help God to do what. He is the constant. We are the variable. Say, Lord, I will wait for you. It may be hurtful and painful, but you are being built up by it. Hallelujah. Bible says those who through the use of their senses discern between what is good and evil. Let's receive help from the Lord today. It's very near, my dear. It's very near. The final exam is always the most difficult. When it turns out to be looking very difficult, just know you're about to finish. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you grace and glory. Thank you, Lord. Our second prayer, I said, Lord, temper my heart. Temper my heart. Tell my heart to calm down. He said, fret not yourself. Don't exercise or agitate yourself. Say, I can't take that. Oh, bah, 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 bah. Anytime you sense that, just know the enemy is about to slay. Receive grace from the Lord today. Say, Lord, I will wait till you come. For the coming of the Lord drawing near. Father, Lord, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Please give God 1 minute. Just give me 1 minute. Be quiet, okay? And don't say amen until I finish. Daddy, we thank you. We bless your name. Bible says, unto us where this word came, like it came unto them. But the word they heard did not mix in with faith in them. He says, since we have this promise, let us fear, lest a promise being left for us, any of you seem to have come short of it. He said, they that had entered into God's rest, they cease from their labor, even as God ceased from theirs. Daddy, thank you because you have not allowed this thing to kill us. We are grateful. You have restrained and managed the whole scenario until we come into salvation. Thank you for your word today. Daddy, temper our heart. Temper our heart. Temper our heart. Temper our heart. Let's find relief in believing you. Daddy, when day breaks, let nothing be found standing except you and us. Thank you. Bible says concerning that woman caught in adultery, when Jesus will look up, when day break, nobody else was standing except Jesus and that woman. Well, Lord, let that be our true reality. Let everything pursuing, let everything threatening, let everything aggravating, intimidating, that he yield, and may we be alone and standing with you. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people checking in for service today? Glory be to God. That's what you get when you come in for service. You allow the Holy Spirit, the technician who knows about your inner man. You know, I like it when I take my car for service, like I told you. Daddy, I trust them, sir. As soon as they check me in, they collect, they say, is the key inside? I said, go to the lounge. I will know nothing except to drive home a better car. That's what happens when you check in for service. Anybody tell you not to go for service, is seeking to slay you. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name. The grace of, please stretch your hands towards me as our custom is, and let us please pray for me. It's not the hearer or the speaker of the word that is blessed, but the doer of it. The doer of it. Father, I thank you. Let the sower and the reaper rejoice together at your appearance. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name we pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us today forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I sure will be seeing you with less noise around you, right? Because they changed the oil. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a good one.